Good morning, everyone. I'm so glad that we got a chance to be together today. I'm Pastor Ryan. My wife and I are the lead pastors of Expression Church and of you. And it's an honor that we get to be in your living room, bedroom, car, cell phone, wherever it is that you find yourself today. We get to be together for just a few more moments. And, you know, I think, yes, we are in crazy times. We've never been this way before. Yes, these are trying times. Yes, it seems overwhelming. But you know, I was thinking about the Bible, and the Bible is the anchor for our soul. It kind of helps us frame our life in the context of history and what God's been doing since the beginning of time. And what I love about the Bible is that God has moved in the midst of famines. He's moved in the midst of great persecution. The Bible is filled with stories of people who were in perilous times, feeling like they couldn't figure out how this moment was going to shift things, and God always came through. So I think it's good to remind ourselves that this doesn't surprise Jesus. This hasn't surprised him, that he actually has been in moments like this all throughout history, moving and showing off who he is through you and I. I saw an Instagram or a post, or someone sent me a picture about, you know, the church may not be able to assemble, but it's been mobilized, which means that you become the eyes and the ears and the mouth of Jesus everywhere you go. I've heard stories of people just praying for people kind of through their door. We had one guy that was checking out a roof and actually had an opportunity to lead this gal to Jesus and pray with her. And he said her entire countenance changed. Well, that's what Jesus does in these times, is people are elevated in their sensitivity to the awareness of, I need something. And wouldn't it be awesome that the church would be mobilized to be the hands and the feet and the eyes and the mouth of Jesus? Well, we've been in a series on prayer. And, you know, we had planned, or the Holy Spirit had kind of told us, hey, kind of gear up for this series on prayer before we ever knew what was really taking place. And I think it's so appropriate for you and I to spend some time talking about prayer, because you see, I can encourage you, and you can be encouraged for a moment. I can tell you all the good things that God wants to do, and we do need to be reminded. But when we learn how to pray, it actually causes us to change our atmosphere. It causes us to lean in with our faith. And because we get to see what God is doing, we get to see him move in our world in that moment. So Jesus gathers his followers together in Matthew chapter 6, and he begins to kind of paint the picture of, I want to show you how to pray. And the disciples had asked him, teach us how to pray, because they noticed something about Jesus, that in every moment Jesus showed up with boldness. In every moment Jesus seemed to know what to do. And how was it that he did? Yes, we get that he's God, but he demonstrated something that we get to be a part of, and that's prayer. Prayer is this interaction between us and the Father that begins to frame our present day life, our identity, our purpose, and helps us be able to do things that we didn't even know we could because we access the Father. So here's what Jesus says. When you pray, don't babble on and on as the Gentiles do. They think their prayers are answered merely by repeating their words again and again. Don't be like them, because the Father wants relationship. That's the Maloof paraphrase in there. He wants relationship. He wants to talk to you, and he wants you to talk to him, not just use your special words. You wouldn't talk to your spouse or your friend with just a set of words that you use every time you sit down for coffee, or you FaceTime them, or you go through Zoom or Instagram. No, you want to be personal. You want to use the words that are inside of your heart. You want to use the words that you know that they can hear. So he says this, Don't be like them, for the Father knows exactly what you need even before you ask him. Pray like this. Our Father in heaven, may your name be kept holy. May your kingdom come soon. May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today the food that we need and forgive us our sins as we have forgiven those who sin against us. And don't let us yield to temptation, but rescue us from the evil one. Our Father in heaven deals with identity. I belong to something so much bigger than myself. We talked about that last week. Number two, your name be kept holy. As we pray, we begin to understand that our purpose is to glorify God. And three, when we say, your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven, the Father begins to give us wisdom. And what is wisdom? Wisdom is seeing what God is doing and understanding it and what he wants us to do in the midst of that. So he sets us up right at the very beginning, before we even get to anything else, of walking in identity. I'm a part of something much greater. So when you pray, and you pray in your car, or before you eat, or in bed, or in your prayer closet, or in your car, or wherever it is at your job, you need to know that that prayer is not just some isolated small little prayer. You're a part of a community of believers. You're a part of the worldwide church lifting up the name of Jesus. It moves things. Your purpose is to make God known. Lord, I just want your name to be known. And then last and finally, he gives us wisdom. We get to know what God is doing and activate it. Well, today, we're coming to the fourth part of that, which is give us today the food that we need. I love how Jesus kind of gets right down to the point after we talk about God and glorifying him and framing our world, which I think you have to. You have to frame everything in light of who God is. But then there's this intimate moment where Jesus talks about us and what we're carrying, the load that we have. And I love it because as he says, give us this day our daily bread, he starts with this idea of today. You know, when you feel overwhelmed, I know for myself, I have felt overwhelmed many times in my life. I don't even know what to do. I don't even know what's the first thing to do. There just feels like there's a million things that I have to get started. Maybe you've lost your job. Maybe you know your bank account is dwindling. Maybe there's family members that are struggling and you don't even know what to do. Or maybe because you've been at home, the isolation has caused tension in relationships. And sometimes we don't even know what it is that we need to do. I don't even know what my first step is. And Jesus says, today. He brings it down to simplicity so that we can actually say, what is the step today? So here's the question as we approach this give us today our daily bread. Today is so important to God and for me. So what am I carrying that I need to put down? And what does he want to give me that I need to pick up today? You see, John 10:10 says, the thief's purpose is to steal, kill, and destroy. But my purpose is to give you a rich and satisfying life. So here's the thing. When we think about what the intention of God is for us, we have to realize that his intention for us is for peace, is for a rich and satisfying life, which means that the enemy wants to devise ways for us to have our energy, our emotions, our mind clouded, full, overwhelmed, depressed, fearful, so that we can't take our first step. So the question is the pressure, it's a pressure test. When we carry things we were not meant to carry, it changes us. The pressure actually makes us worse, not better. You know, we've been in quarantine, I think I can't even remember how many weeks it's been, maybe two, maybe going on to our third week. And my son and my wife were on a walk. I was way out in front with the dog, and they were talking, and Jack turns to mommy and says, how come daddy's been so intense, almost kind of jumping down my throat when I say things? And later on that day, I didn't even hear it, but later on that day, my wife just says, hey, just so you know, this is kind of what your son's feeling. And I'm like, what? I never do stuff like that. And it was interesting because as I began to take kind of a pressure test, I realized that the pressure that I was feeling was actually causing a relationship that I value to be strained. And so I think it's interesting for you and I as we approach our life, and this is what Jesus is doing in our prayer. He wants us to evaluate what is it that we're carrying, because when we carry things that we're not supposed to carry, it actually changes us. It changes our makeup. It changes our emotions. It changes our soul. And what comes out of that pressure actually becomes negative and hinders relationships. And so maybe even right now you're finding that you're under stress, even though you're supposed to be home and it's supposed to be this time where you're spending time with people, you actually feel more anxiety and you find yourself responding negatively. And I think that's what Jesus is trying to approach it here. He says, listen, you can't serve two masters. You're trying to spin your wheels over here, but you're actually causing things to be negative over here. Matthew 6:24, Jesus gives this. He says, Warren, you can't serve two masters. You'll hate the one and love the other. So what actually begins to happen is that Jesus wants to bring us to a place where we can give what we're carrying to him. You have to understand, he made you and I. We are his creation in Christ Jesus. So he made us, he fashioned, he knows the way we were designed. And this is what I love in Matthew 11:28. This is in the Message Bible. It says this: are you tired, wore out, burned out on religion? Come to me, get away with me, and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn and the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me, and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. So it's interesting how my son and I's relationship, I was responding in these weird moments, and it was causing a strain because of the pressure I was under, and I was praying for a lot of things, but I actually wasn't coming and bringing what was heavy on my heart to the Lord. And because of that, it comes out in goofy ways. So Jesus is extending his hand of grace to you and I in this moment of prayer, saying, what are you carrying? Now I know how it may feel like, well, I've prayed and God doesn't fix it. I don't know if this prayer is necessarily, and he does and he will, but it's not necessarily a prayer of like, God, I'm just going to pray this prayer and everything is going to be perfect. But here's what I believe he's saying, that today there are things that I actually have for you that I need you to pick up. But here's the illustration. Yeah, it's kind of hard to hold a microphone and all of these books. So here's the illustration. This is how we're walking around. And what's amazing is that God actually has amazing things for you and I, but we're carrying so much. We're whether we're telling anyone or it's God saying, listen, I need to know what it is that you're holding on to. Because I want to carry it for you. You were never meant to carry anything past today. You were never meant to carry anything past today. So all the worries that you have, all the things that you're thinking about what tomorrow looks like, this is what it looks like. And by the way, everywhere you go, I mean, you're bumping into things, you're knocking stuff over, books are falling, and you're like, man, this is so intense. And so you keep picking up more stuff, and you're getting more intense. And When you understand that the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, he wants to overwhelm you with a bunch of things you were never meant to carry. Daily bread is the provision in which God has for you today. So the question is what are you carrying that you were never meant to carry, and how do you bring that to the Father? As you come, and it starts with trust, admitting and asking, Lord, I am carrying this. And spend time just taking one thing at a time and setting it and going, Lord, this is what I'm thinking about. Because you got to see the day. You got to see the picture. The day, follow me. The day is all you need to be a part of. He's making it simple. And he has exactly what you need today. He wants to give it to you. But if we're so preoccupied with what we're carrying, we can't see what it is that he has for us. If his purpose is to give us a rich and satisfying life, he wants to give you things that will actually open up doors. So here's what happens. The more you're carrying, the less you see. The more you're carrying, the less you hear. The more you're carrying, it actually strains you so that everything that you do in the day is more strained rather than living in freedom. Remember what that verse I just read, that he wants to give you I can't even remember how I said it, but it was this, wherever it was, somewhere in there, I had it in a verse. Yeah. Matthew 11:30, it says, I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me, and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. So here's the first step. Matthew chapter 6, verse 30. If God gives such attention to the appearance of wild flowers, most of which are never even seen, don't you think that he'll attend to you, take pride in you, do his best for you? What I'm trying to do here is to get you to relax, to not be so preoccupied with getting, so that you can respond to God's giving. Ooh, hey, so good. People who don't know God and the way he works fuss over these things, but you know both God and how he works. Steep your life in God's reality, God's initiative, God's provision. Don't worry about missing out. You'll find all your everyday human concerns will be met. Give your entire attention to what God is doing right now, and don't get worked up about what may or may not happen tomorrow. God will help you deal with whatever hard things come up when the time comes. I think this prayer, give us this day our daily bread, is also a moment for us to realize that there are actually things that we've been carrying since childhood that are forcing us to chase after things that we didn't even know we were doing. We're trying to prove something to an ethereal parent. We're trying to look a certain way to our neighbors. We're trying to prove something to ourselves. And because we pick that up, it's actually overwhelming us. And this is a moment where we ask the Holy Spirit, reveal to me what I've been carrying for all these years. Because you have something for me today. There's a story in the Bible that I love, and we've used it many times in our services, and it's the story of the master who gives 5 bags of silver to one servant and 2 to another and 1 to another. And I find this story so interesting because it relates to this story. Jesus says this is what the kingdom of heaven looks like. And I want to put it in the context of this moment right here, is that Jesus is actually saying to you and I that he wants to cause us to step into things that we didn't even know we had. Listen, I'm speaking to entrepreneurs out there. I'm speaking to a church that has been designed by God to be inventive. But when you are carrying so many things you actually can't even see nor hear the creator of the universe who initiated creativity, who initiated supernatural, who initiated and spoke into existence creative things that we didn't even know could be, but he does. And he wants to invite you and I to be a part of that. So today, he's got something for you and I that to step into, but we can't be stressed out over here because it causes our eyes not to see and our ears not to hear. In that, you see in verse 24, chapter 25, verse 24, it says, "Then the servant with the one bag of silver came and said, 'Master, I knew you were a harsh man, harvesting crops you didn't plant and gathering crops you didn't cultivate. I was afraid I would lose your money, so I hid it in the earth. Look, here is your money back.'" Take a look at the context of that. This man is carrying things that he didn't need to carry. He had thoughts in his mind that he was carrying around with him that actually hindered him from stepping into that day. And because he was carrying it, it limited his ability to see what he could do. I'm speaking to you today. Don't let the pressure, whether it be even finances, job, listen, there is a moment today that God wants to speak to you to open up avenues where the pressure doesn't change and shift your relationships, your job, your future. Because one moment can actually begin to deter off the path. That's why he says, let's talk about today. Today, I want to know what you're carrying because I want you to give it to me. Let the Holy Spirit bring it to the surface so that you can hand it to me. Father, I give you my pressure. I want to give you my job or my, I don't even know where I'm going to work today. But here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to spend some time laying it down at your feet and allowing your peace to open up my soul because I believe that you've got something for me today. For the kingdom of God is like this. A business owner gives each of his employees something to do. God has something for you to do that actually can open up doors for you, but you can't see it or hear it if the pressure from what you're carrying is so great. So he says, "Come to me." If we're carrying fear and doubt, which causes us to miss the opportunity to invest what we have. To receive, we have to let go. Let go of inadequacy, need for comparison, desires that we have that actually come from fear or even lust. What have you filled your hands with? And today, he wants to take. So here's the frame and the final story as we close. Jesus, in the story of him feeding the multitude, it says, "Late in that afternoon, his disciples came to him and said, 'This is a remote place. It's already getting late. Send the crowds away so that they can go to the nearby farms and villages and buy something to eat.'" Verse 37. "But Jesus said, 'You feed them.' And immediately, the pressure that they're carrying, they say, 'With what? We'd have to work for months to earn enough money to buy food for all of these people.' And Jesus responds, 'How much bread do you have?'" we're so busy carrying all the equations and one plus one, and this dollar's got to go over to this place, and this dollar's got to go over to that place. And all of those things are a part of normal life, but we were never meant to carry it today. Jesus wants us to lay it at his feet so that we, in turn, can step into the moment where he goes, I want to do something supernatural. And I want to partner with you. Can you hear in this moment? What is it that I have given you? Well, if you think about it, the bread, ultimately, Jesus is the one that had already given it to them. But because they couldn't see the significance of it, because they were so busy carrying the fact that, oh, Jesus, it's going to take so much work to actually do what we want to do. It's gonna take so much time to feed them. And Jesus is like, listen, this is the moment I'm trying to invite you in. Let down those pressures and come to me. So as we conclude, what is the first step of today? The first step is we can spend some time in prayer, asking the Holy Spirit, what is it that I'm carrying that's causing me to not actually be able to hear? Because I believe that the God who invented and created all things wants to invite you into supernatural. By the way, I believe that actually in this season that you're going to actually find jobs and be creative and flourish. Why do I believe that? Because all throughout Scripture, when the hard times came, those that found a way to connect themselves to the Father, those that laid down their burdens, were able to see and to hear and pick up what the Father was freely giving. I believe that there is a supernatural moment for you today. I think one of the first steps that the Bible talks about is learning to trust. That's the first step that we can do today is how do we trust God in our finances? Malachi actually paints the picture of this idea of the tithe. The widow who gave what she had. You see all throughout Scripture this idea of sowing a seed of our finances so that we can actually learn to trust. It's letting go of the burden that I was never meant to carry so that I could pick up what God has freely given. I know it feels counterintuitive, but it's faith. It's power. It's supernatural. And so allowing yourself to spend time asking the Holy Spirit, today is all I have. What am I carrying that I can lay down so that I can receive what you have for me today? And last and finally, I believe that God of all things, who owns it all and initiates creativity, has things for you that are going to take you out of your box and your limitations. So here's what I want to do as we close our service and the worship team comes up, is that we need to respond in faith. We need to think differently about today. And in what areas have we missed that God actually wants to cause us to see so that we can generate income and opportunities and supernatural? I'm speaking to the church right now that I believe that this is the most creative times ever for us in our generation because of the pressure that we are experiencing, that we get to lay at the feet of Jesus and respond in faith because we are generous people. We're sowing a seed. We're giving. We're tithing. And even when our job stops, we're sowing those seeds of generosity because we believe that we're taking a moment to trust God. We're taking a moment to Stand in today because that's all we have. And ask the Father, what do you have for me today? I'm going to take the 5 bags of silver and I'm going to start sowing it here and here and here. And the Father's giving me eyes to see and ears to hear where I can put things, because God actually wants to create the church to flourish in this moment, because He wants us to be able to give to those who are in need so that the world can see how great our God is. Whew. I love you, church. What a beautiful moment we are in today, together, live in an empty sanctuary, but you and I are here right now. I so believe in you, but I'm evil compared to God. And He designed you to actually walk free. And He wants to take what burdens you're carrying so that He can give you what you need today to be supernatural. Let me pray for you. Father, I thank you for the opportunity that you're inviting us into to pray and learning to lay what we're carrying at your feet. Because I believe that you've called us to be leaders. People who see and understand, creative, ingenious, for opportunities and open doors and stuff that we didn't even know we could do because we've learned that we have today. And so, Lord, I pray for everyone that's watching and experiencing. I pray, Lord, now that they would find a way every day to take a moment and lay down what they're carrying so that you can give them what they need today. I pray for you. I pray for your job. I pray for your new job. I pray for the job that you might get tomorrow. But today, He's going to give you wisdom. He's going to give you insight. He's going to give you freedom so that you're not afraid, but you can step in with boldness. If you're watching online and this is the first time that you've maybe watched a service, or you're feeling this pull and you've never responded to Jesus, it's really simple, actually. Jesus said you don't have to climb any mountains or recite special, you know, Himalayan prayers. That all you have to do is surrender your life to Him in an act of faith, like a child saying, Jesus, I believe that you are my answer. And I surrender my life today, and I invite you in. I thank you that you've forgiven me of all the junk that I've carried in my life, and it's gone. And today I can step into freedom with you for eternity. If that's you, on our church at home page, there's a Meet Jesus tab, and I would love to hear from you so that we can pray with you and send you a free Bible. Church, I believe our best days are ahead of us because we're a church that's learning how to step in to prayer. And so we're going to sing this song together, and I'm praying for you that Jesus is going to move extraordinarily in your life in this last song. Take a moment. Let this moment be a reality of His presence in your home, moving in you.